This is Dr. John Waterman. Today is February the 14th, 2022. I want to give you an update, and it's moving so rapidly. Basically, the order of battle and the chess place pieces on the board are being moved so quickly that I've got to put this in an audio form. I encourage you to either contact me at groundcrew@protonmail.com or go to jellyfish.news to get my article on why are they doing this, which was part one, and it basically explains that the mainstream media and propaganda outlets were going to be moving away from the COVID narrative and the bioweapon information during the February-March timeframe, so that by the end of March 22, the meme and the themes of mainstream media were going to shift from scaring everybody to death with a bioweapon, hyper-controlled, fear-mongering propaganda agenda to a literal phase two operation of a war with a foreign nation state and bullets flying inside the United States with war on the people and trying to take out, quote, what might be considered extremists. So the two new themes that will be replacing the bioweapon COVID narrative will be extremists in America that need to be taken out, and of course a foreign state war, which is now beginning to heat up, called the war in Ukraine. So let's kind of get out of the speculation and get into exactly what we do know is occurring, and let's discuss what we can expect from mainstream media, because they will be the ones driving the change in the narrative. Here's how it is beginning to look today. Israel's Mossad has told the citizens of Israel that happened to be in Ukraine to leave. That's a fact. U.S. citizens have also been told to leave the consulate within the next 48 hours. Currently, the embassy in Ukraine, the U.S. embassy, is in the process of destroying documents. We cannot place too much reliability on the State Department or any of the apparatus of the federal government right now to give us any signals, true signals, of why they're doing everything, because they're going to lie. But remember this, the State Department will be pushing the narrative at all the embassies and all of these policies, and that's coming from the de facto federal government that was illegally elected, and the coup that has occurred in the United States with Biden over an illegal government, just like they had in the Solomon Islands. Anyway, the Florida National Guard, since this has become the meme of the mainstream media, is in reality being sent home. These are military training people from the Florida National Guard that were sent to Ukraine to help them prepare. The UK is also sending military advisors home. And so that gives us the implied conclusion that war is imminent. And so you're going to see narratives, and of course, these narratives will always be mainstream media. So when you see the mainstream media say it, and then some website pop up like the end of the world prepper websites that will want to use it, they aren't going to have anything but biased information too. Here's the deal. CBS says they have intelligence of what Putin has said to his commanders, because they have such wonderful intelligence and spies inside the operation, and that they have found out that his commanders were told by Putin to be ready to attack for an attack on the 16th, which is 48 hours from now. So how would CBS know that? Maybe they're part of the players. Five major training areas have had people from the military of Russia training near the borders. Those troops have been removed. Speculation is many reasons, but that's a fact. They are gone. They have been repositioned. Why? We don't know. emergency diplomatic engagement from Ukraine's diplomatic corps has requested a meeting with Russia's diplomats to occur within the next 48 hours. That's a fact. We've got to remember, though, when Obama came into power with Hillary in the State Department, she used Victoria Nuland to go to Ukraine and destabilize the already corrupt politicians in control of Ukraine and replace them with other corrupt politicians so that they could put people in place so that they could make a buck off of the newly established corrupt politicians. And then that slid into a problem when Trump came along, and that gave courage to the prosecutors in Ukraine to start prosecuting for the corruption that Obama and Hillary Clinton had placed in there. But it didn't take any time at all. Trump was gone, and now those guys had been threatened, and now the prosecution on the corruption has stopped because the Biden regime has come back in, replaced with bad players, and of course the corruption continues. And of course, remember, Biden's son is making all kinds of money still from Ukraine, and we worry about why Russia is upset with Ukraine. That's kind of crazy, isn't it? So NATO is something that we need to discuss shortly, briefly here, because we have lost. This is an organization that was formed many years ago in response to communism and is not probably needed anymore. We have to be independent as a nation here in America and make the destiny of our own and have total control, independent of other nations, of our fighting troops. In my opinion, NATO is aged and of ill use. We pay for things to get done, and nobody in NATO pays their fair share. So now today we have a communist, socialist French commander in charge of NATO, which is now headquartered in Virginia, under not our control, but under a foreign commander from a socialist Western power called France, who can and then might get some of our soldiers murdered and in a engagement that we don't need to be in because America is not in charge. We have to be aware that some of our younger men, given us intelligence, that were former intelligence gathering experts. They were good, and they were in the military, and they did it during the sand wars in Ukraine, and I mean in Iraq and Iran and so forth. They're good at what they do, but they are biased with their thoughts that NATO can do no wrong and is needed. And it's because they've been shot at while they were out there in the sands. And I don't blame them for being upset. But the bottom line is we need to be in complete control of our military and not let anybody, including NATO, tell us what to do with our troops. And we need to get out of that mess. We need to make America first again, right? Anyway, the rumors then are very persistent that we're going to have some power and energy system failures. CISA, CISA, you might call it CISA, whatever you want to call it. Today, in fact, I received directly from them an alert that we could have some power and infrastructure system failures preliminarily to a war in Ukraine because they, quote, they think, and of course we can't trust any of the CISA people, they're with deep state big tech and all the corrupt players of the politicians are going to say, oh, you know, the big boogeyman did it, and they'll just pick one, and it won't be, of course, China. It won't be China. I'll guarantee they'll never say China, but we don't know who it might be. Could be the deep state, could be Google that takes down the internet and causes problems, and with that in place, they will then supposedly be the precursor to the attack in Ukraine. So the order of battle is shortages caused by cyber attacks, which scare people to death, which spark panic buying, and then of course, voila, we've got another toilet paper shortage. Pakistan, by the way, is now getting help from China, and the procurement of the Pakistani's head of procurement director has been in meetings with China in order to cut a deal with Myanmar for 60mm, 81mm mortars, grenade launchers, and air-to-surface missiles. We've lost the support of Myanmar or any neutral since the Chinese have been able to take them over. Now, in the meantime, we have been using some of the Solomon Islands as a staging area to help with efforts to protect Japan from China and to protect Taiwan from China. But the Solomon Islands have broken off diplomatic relations with us since establishing relations with the Chinese CCP. And the U.S. Was in the process of staging in the Solomon Islands, and so there is some Department of State leader by Biden. I don't know if you want to call it that. These are sick people. I mean, you know, they're all sick. Trying to set the stage for whatever the deep state plans are for the Solomon Islands, and the Chinese, of course, are going to get the benefit. We have to remember that the donor class. Who is the donor class? The donor class is those people that have slush funds that can be put into investments, which in the past were put into slave labor manufacturing operations in China because it gave the biggest profit. Can you imagine sending raw materials from the U.S. into China to have slave labor and people that have their hearts ripped out and sold to the higher class Han of Chinese class to get something made and ship it back is cheaper than making it here? It's because of slave labor. People, we cannot support any company that sells Chinese parts. Chinese parts? Yes, Chinese parts. In other words, slave labor. Don't shop at Walmart. Don't buy Chinese stuff. Well, if you think you can't afford it, just guess what? You support China, you won't afford anything because you won't have your freedom anymore. You won't have a choice. Let's try to support our people, our local, and buy local. We have a lot coming in the economic world I will be giving you a heads up on. But the donor class is in bed with the CCP, so don't expect any political policies to be troubling to China in the near future, especially when it comes to the warmongering that we're hearing about. You need to read Why Are They Doing This? Part 1, which I published, and if you need it, write to me at Ground Crew at Proton Mail. Part 2 is coming. Part 2 will be out shortly. I'm almost done with it, and part two is the monetary collapse and the transition that will be coming on the tail end of this transition that you are seeing now occur from the bioweapon stuff into the bullet wars, whether they be inside the U.S., which is one part of it, and the outside nation-state fight that they're trying to get set up. I think we need to be very, very careful with the Ebola and hemorrhagic fever rumors. If you see that they have originally come from a mainstream media outlet, I think you better remove the thought that it's actually true. If we can get some speculations from people like Chinese people that worked in there that said they had plans for that to occur in America, then we need to be cautious. That does not mean that it has occurred or is in place in the U.S. yet. They may want to make it happen to us. Chinese might want to send some hemorrhagic fever to us. And it has probably been what they would have liked to have done all along. But remember, communists have a different philosophy of war. They don't have the weapons to take us out completely. So when, imagine you're in a field and you're literally in a bullet war in some area, and they don't have the capacity to keep up with our weapons. So they're being told, go shoot an American, have two other Americans, haul them off. That way one bullet takes care of three people. and gets the three people off the field. If you kill them, they will just check them and continue to fight because there's nothing they can do till after they get through the battle, and the American will continue and engage. So only wound them. And that's what the bioweapon was called, COVID. It was to wound us, to keep us occupied with more than they could kill. However, my opinion is that if they attack again with a bioweapon, yes, it will probably be extremely deadly. Is it here? I don't think so yet. Can they do it? They could if we don't stop the borders. We need to go to the borders with our trucks, and we need to start locking everything down like we're canning for our lives. Just seal it up tight. The bottom line is, yes, they could do that, but I don't think it's there. Was it planned? Of course it was. We would be silly not to think they didn't have it planned. But is it, how legit and how much of a threat it is yet to be determined. And be careful to be scared or fearful when it's coming from a mainstream media source. It's just fear-mongering again. And that is how they're going to try and get us scared. This was John Waterman giving you the order of battle, and today's date again was February the 14th, 2021.